Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, it's Marcia from A Good Story is a Good Story, but we're doing today a very special World of Ink Network, and Virginia Grenier will, I think she's running a little late, she has a lot of things going on, three children included and everything else. So, okay, but I'm here, Marcia Kissa-Cook, and we're going to have a great show today, and we have J.D. Holliday is with us from A Good Story, and she's just, you know,
hi,
she's
everyone.
Listening. Hi, also, and she can ask questions if she wants to, but it's not. But she has a great show, three Saturdays, and they're always fun. They're 15, 20 minutes, and the kids are loving it, and it's actually one of the highest rating shows that we have. So that's a good thing. So she'll be here on hand if she wants to ask some questions, and almost everybody is going to want to be in on this show because this show is about a subject that everybody is starting to feel, because no matter who I talk to, it's called burning out. And we are, I think myself included and everybody, I think we're all doing so much marketing, doing different things. And I was up late at night, as always, and I happened to notice a Facebook person. I didn't really know who it was, and I just happened to see something, burnout. I like started to read it, and then I went, oh my God, I think I need to have her on the show. And it's Linda Lee Green, and that wrote the piece, and it was so interesting because I know that's what everybody's starting to feel. We all don't want to feel that way, but we are in this because we're all marketing our own, no matter self-published or traditionally published, everybody's marketing. And Linda also is going to have a lot of new things coming out, and she really didn't burn out, but that was what she was writing at. She's got more coming up, but she's actually a very intelligent, wonderful woman, and I am so glad she's on the show because this is a subject that I think we all need to talk about, and we will actually be talking about a few other things. And so I will bring Linda out, and she will introduce herself because she's doing so many things, and I'm going to open the chat room, and JD is very nice to help me with the chat room. This is not my best thing. Okay. All right. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Marcia?
I'm good. I'm good. Not burned out today. Feeling much better. Yesterday was not a good day. But, you know, tell everybody, you know, why you did this and who you are and what you've been doing. So before we get into anything.
Well, I'm an author. At this point, I have two books in publication. My current one is a novel, a historical fiction novel called Guardians and Other Angels. It was published in May of 2012, and I took the advice of my publicist to establish an obsessive online presence and social networking every day. And I did this, and by the end of the year, I experienced a serious burnout, case of burnout. So I wrote a blog post as a guest author actually on another blog called Dance to Your Own Rhythm, and Marcia saw it on Facebook and contacted me and asked me to come and appear on her show to talk about this phenomenon that's going on called burnout.
And it definitely is a phenomenon. Virginia's here. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
You put yourself on.
You know,
Virginia, meet Linda.
Hi, Virginia.
Hello.
I'm
here too, Virginia. JD.
Yeah, I saw your number, JD, up there.
Yeah, JD's here too. Yeah.
I was telling my sister about this, you know, because every time I go into my email or go on Facebook, somebody else is complaining about this. And I was telling my sister about it, and I said, you know, it's a pandemic. And she said, no, Winnie. Winnie is my nickname. No, Winnie, it's a pandemic. P-E-N-D-E-M-I-C-O, kind of a little play on words. I thought that was kind of cute.
Whatever it is, it's happening. You know, because I think that maybe if you would like to, you know, I asked you before if you could read this, because I do think that it really hit home, and I think that's, you know, I would like to say this isn't happening to people, and I'd like to say it's not even happening to me, but I do think that I'm not going to let this happen because I have been doing this for a lot of years. And I know this can happen to people, and I really want people to just take heed of their life and kind of look in the mirror and say, really, I'm a writer, I'm whatever I am, and I don't need to be doing this to myself, because it's not good for anybody to actually experience such stress, because this is not about stress. We're all, like, a lot of us are writers and authors and whatever we are, and that's not good for the writing. You don't write that.
Yeah,
and whatever you're writing is not right because of your stress.
That's one of the fallouts. The worst fallout from this whole thing is that it really does rob you of your writing time, and that's what we're all about. Plus, you know, last week, I think it was, there was news all over the place that people are turning away from Facebook in droves. And the excuse is that I'm addicted to it. It's as bad as being addicted to alcohol or drugs, and it's interfering with my love life. You know, there are all kinds of reasons.
right. And we're talking about something on TV. Right. People are like, they're in the middle of going to bed. They're in bed, and they're starting to look at their, you know, they're actually looking at their cell phones to see what's going on. And, you know, I mean, So do you want to read it? Do you want to read it? If you don't mind, you don't have to read the whole thing, but if you want to, that would be good, because I want people to. I think when they hear what you say, I think they'll realize why I asked you to be on the show, because I think it will help everybody.
Okay, I'm going to skip the first paragraph because I've already kind of gone over that. But anyway, as a professional woman, I understand the importance of taking periodic breaks from work life. And I approached this new venture with the idea that I would apply the same standards to it. But the thing about marketing on social media is that one thing leads to another, and then another, and still another, and another, until you've created a mountain of responsibilities, culminating in an avalanche that smothers you. A further complication is that you get hooked on the people you get to know this way, fascinating people all over the world with whom you would never have a chance to interact otherwise. So pretty soon, not only are you marketing ceaselessly, but you're also chatting like there's no tomorrow. A still further complication is that the devices for all of this, laptops, cell phones, tablets, etc., are all portable and go on vacation with you. The upshot is that never is a real hiatus possible. After 7 intense months of this, I crashed, and I mean big time. Although my mind incessantly urged me to log on, I couldn't do it because my soul had taken a powder and it would not come back. You see, one of the things I've learned about my soul during my long tenure in this life is that when I feel such fragmentation, what I'm really going through is a spiritual crisis. Inevitably, my soul is trying to tell me that it isn't just fatigue that I'm experiencing. My cure isn't only to put my feet up and read a good novel or watch some favorite DVDs or take my grandchildren to see the Christmas lights at the zoo, da-da-da-da. The bigger problem is that I'm on the wrong path. And no matter how many leisurely activities or cosmetic treatments in which I partake, my soul digs in and refuses to participate until and unless I also correct my course. Henry David Thoreau has nothing on me when it comes to a love of solitude. I am, after all, an artist and a writer, two vocations that require long stretches of aloneness. Therefore, my natural rhythm is slower and quieter than the average bird. It is also essentially private. These are three qualities that seem antithetical to traditional practices in social media. The obvious unknown regarding my relationship with social media is how to continue to participate effectively in it in a way that will allow me to express myself genuinely and thoroughly while also pleasing my unhurried, calm, and reserved soul. One of the things I've decided to believe about social media is that there is a way of using it that is well-suited to every type of personality. The trick for each of us is to develop one that is a good fit. I am also an interior designer, and if I can design a beautiful, comfortable, and functional home setting for my clients, surely I can craft an online presence for myself that is better for me. At this juncture, the only thing I know for certain is that my strongest ally on my new path is the authentic Linda Lee Green, and that our task is to dance together to our own rhythm despite possible risks and rewards.
That says it all. I mean, it's exactly what people need to hear, because everybody, you're right, you meet a lot of people, and then what happens? You are friends with them, and so then you're conversing, but you're still not writing. So I think it's absolutely what everybody feels. Virginia, what are you thinking?
Oh, I was laughing about the cell phones, because I kid you not, that's exactly what my husband and I do. Right after we put the kids to bed and everything, we go in our room, we hook our phones up to our chargers, and we look at them one last time before climbing into bed.
Yep.
And I have a rule. I always check my emails in the morning and late at night, because if I constantly go on social networks or check email, that's all I do. I will spend 8 hours just emailing people.
Oh, it's easy.
Not getting anything else done.
And it's just so easy to do. It really is.
Yeah.
But since that happened to me, what I've really been doing, ladies, is I've been trying to pay attention to how I can use social media to my advantage, and that also works for my personality. I've come up with three things that I'm doing now that seem to be working for me, and that don't seem to be driving my soul crazy. You know, my soul isn't throwing up her arms anymore and saying, this is too fast, this is too noisy, this is too personal for me, you know.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I can share those with you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Please do.
There are three things. You have to hone it down. You can't go on every social network site in the world. You have to hone it down. So the one first thing I'm doing is I'm finding the actual sites online that really do work for me. One of the greatest ones that I found right in the very beginning on recommendation from another author is a Facebook group called Master Coda. This is a group of book writers, booksellers, people involved in the business, and they're like I explain them to myself as little dolphins who are swimming around in the ocean, just waiting for some helpful, friendly ocean, waiting for somebody to put up a sign that they can come to your rescue. So all you need to do is you need to go on there and you say, okay, I'm having this book launch, and all of these wonderful, great people just come in and they swoop in. And they take your story and they send it all out to the oceans of the world.
Let me stop you for one second. See, that's the one thing that people have stopped doing for each other, which makes it so difficult, is because we're still doing it. Like, I know we do it constantly. We're going out and promoting everything, and then people don't promote anything that we do, and then we're thinking, like, what is this about? It's about them. They're on the show, and they're not promoting. I noticed you were promoting. Okay, so it's Master Coda. Is it K-O-D-A?
K-O-D-A, Master Coda. Okay. That's only one. It's my first and the one that has the most longevity with me. Everything I've learned about social networking, about how to market and everything, I've also learned from these generous people on this particular site.
Okay.
There are also others, though, that you can get on. So the thing to do is to join them and test them to see which ones work. And, of course, your responsibility is to reciprocate. You know, you have to do the same thing for all of these people that are doing it for you.
Right.
So you tweet, you tweet these people's information, you put it on your timeline, whatever they need, okay?
Right.
The second thing that I'm doing is that I've decided, and I think I've discovered, the fact that we need to find a cause about which we are passionate. And, for example, one of my most supportive and best online friends is an author by the name of Paulette Mahurin, M-A-H-U-R-I-N. She has written an extremely successful book called The Persecution of Mildred Dunlap. She has a blog. She writes on it every day, but she also puts other people on it periodically, but her passion is animal rescue. And she doesn't do this because she's trying to exploit that. She does it because she genuinely cares about it. It's something she's passionate about.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do the animal rescue. It's a big, it's a big cause. It's a good one. And you know, there are a lot of people.
Yeah, and this is one component of this huge fan base that she has built for herself because she does this generous spirit. Of, you know, so that's another thing. Find something that you're really, really passionate about and write about it and get involved. And but be truthful about it. If it's phony, it'll come across. The next thing is, item number three is that I write a lot. I write a lot on my own blog. I'm starting another blog, a second blog. I accept invitations from other people to do articles for their blogs. Almost every day now, I'm getting invitations from other people to write things for them on their blogs. And this is a good opportunity for people to get an idea of how you write. You know, if you go in and you just do an author interview, readers are not going to get a feeling for how you write and whether or not they really like the way you write. So by doing these articles, these compositions, and getting them out there all over the place, people are sampling your writing, and it will, you know, it will convert itself into a book sale, hopefully, because they like what you say and the way you say it. It's also a good way of putting little excerpts of your books in the little essays, you know. But you want to tie the excerpt into the subject of what you're writing about. It shouldn't be just a blatant excerpt. For instance, I'm writing one right now as a blog, as a guest on another blog, and my subject is doing research for historical fiction or nonfiction, if you're going to be writing a book of historical fiction or nonfiction. And my latest novel, Guardians and Other Angels, is historical fiction. So I'm putting a little excerpt of a little piece in my book that is an example of research that I found. So it's tied.
But you feel better then now that you're doing this? I mean, do you feel like your spirits are lifted and you feel like you can keep going on?
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing what's right for me. I think I've discovered my path.
Okay.
Which is important. You know, if you get that, if you constantly have that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that you're uncomfortable with what you're doing, then it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And also, if you get burned out, it's wrong. You know, energy is self-renewing. You know, if we're doing the right things for ourselves, our energy just keeps getting greater and greater and better and purer and more sparkling. But if
you know, obviously, you're a very spiritual person. Let me just ask you a question. Now, you said when the blog was on that Emily's Tea Leaves. Okay,
uh-huh.
Now, is she like a reader, a psychic, a spiritual person?
No. She's
an interesting name for a blog, though. I'm wondering if
It is, yeah. She does a lot of author interviews. She does a lot of reviews. Very, very nice blog to belong to.
Yeah, so it's Emily's Tea Leaves Blogspot.com.
Tea Leaves, Or I think it's WordPress.
WordPress, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, that's where I found, it just struck me when I was reading it. I'm going like, let me see what this says, because the truth is that, you know, Virginia and I always talk about this, JD, we all talk about this. It's a subject that we talk about constantly, about what's happening to people. You know,
I would say our listeners and our followers talk about it because we have a lot of them, like Jack Remick, who keeps joking and thinks we're robots or have like triplets, you know, of ourselves.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because of how much we do and how we're nonstop going.
Yeah,
you know, but the thing is, though, that those of, you know, the people that are listening today, I mean, I think it hits home to people because, you know, we all have experiences. We all, you know, we have books out there. We're trying to get our books out there. And I just have one piece of advice that is just, I'm starting to believe this, and I actually do believe this now. If you really are doing a project, let's say you're doing a book, let's say you're doing a book tour or whatever, if you're doing something that requires really concentration and actually it should be absolutely right, not half done, okay? You have to get it right. You got to get your book right. You got to get it edited. You got to do this. What you need to do is if you are trying to do all this through email, then I think what you have to do is say to yourself, I am finding someone else to do my book with, to do my tour with, because if they can't take 10 or 15 minutes to talk to you to make sure everything is going right instead of 50 emails back and forth that say nothing, that and when the product is out, it's wrong anyway.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You need to be able to delegate to responsible people who are on the same page that you are, that have the same outlook that you do,
right.
Who love
you. And if everything is done through email, you need to find someone else to do it with. If you're self-publishing a book and nobody will talk to you, then and there's mistakes coming out and you're not put on the right place and you're not in Amazon or you're not on Smashwords or you're not on different places, that is very frustrating and stress-related and unnecessary, especially when you're paying to be self-published. When you are being self-published, these people need to take time and work with you. And if they don't, you need to find someone else. And Virginia does book tours, and we do things. There's never a time. Look, none of us want to be on the phone 24 hours a day, but everybody knows that if there's an issue, we will talk to them.
Well, you know, and Marcia,
you know,
I like what you're saying about the email because, you know, it's
right.
I always feel, you know, anybody when they contact us, you know, through our form or,
right.
you know, get a hold of, you know, one of our emails or whatever. I know, Marcia, you and I both are very good about, you know, well, here's our office number, give us a call.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I find I waste more time on email with people who,
it's one thing
to send a really quick message just because you need to let somebody know something really quick,
a bit of
information, and then move on. But when there's a lot of information that needs to go back and forth, it starts becoming a conversation over email or even over instant chat. A conversation over the phone you're more productive. And I think people think that email is more productive, and they're forgetting not for long conversations,
right.
not for detailed conversations.
Because ultimately there's going to have to be a conversation because they've usually made a mistake because either if they didn't read the email or if they missed the email or deleted it by mistake, then it's gone.
Well, people are they have to scan it anyway, Marcia. You know, they have to scan the things that come through their emails, and so they really do miss things. You're right.
However, but if you're paying them money,
That's
a different story because you're paying them money. I'm not talking about just like chit-chat or whatever if you're saying something. But if you are paying them money and they are – that's why Virginia and I have always worked so hard trying to explain to people a lot of our shows, we talk about all these things because it's truly upsetting to us that this goes on. And that's why when I saw what you did, because I know this is happening to people, and I've done this for almost 20 years, and I don't want people to stop writing. And that's what happens to them. They stop writing because they don't know how to do things. We're not born knowing how to do this. I mean, Virginia has learned a lot of things, and I know a lot of things. We don't know the same things, but together we try to work it out where one of us will try to help them for whatever they need. And, you know, this really is why we do what we do. And, you know, it really needs to be done. And I think other people really have to take heed of the fact that just don't email someone and hand them your money. You know,
I was going to add, going to Facebook, that because I found, and I know Virginia and Marcia know this, but Linda, we haven't talked about
this. This is Jan.
Yeah, this is JD. Facebook, it really isn't the right place to sell anything if you're trying to sell things.
Right.
And so the social media there is basically interacting with just people. You're not interacting to sell. I mean, you can try, and I do try, but it just doesn't seem to work. And I found, because burnout is a thing, I mean, there's times when I just feel like I just want to be sick. I'm so on the internet. I found that I actually take a cue from my husband. He says at such and such a time, he's off, no phone, he shuts the phone off, and we watch TV. And that's what's been happening. It's been happening for the last 6 months. And then I, as at least Marcia, you would know that sometimes late at night, because I can't sleep,
right.
I get back online. But
right.
for certain hours of the day, I cannot be online. It's just, I just rather be with my husband. I'm sorry. But that's,
yeah.
well,
no,
that's
no,
how,
no,
the
no,
way
no,
how it
no,
evolved
no,
for me.
No, you
that's the same way,
though,
kind of
really.
Yeah,
well,
those
that's
the same way.
Those are the kind of decisions all of us need to make for ourselves.
Yeah,
our
right. I made that decision. It doesn't seem to help selling, you know, to sell a great deal of books to do all this.
Oh, yeah,
so let's do
question.
Some.
Well,
let me.
Can I comment about Facebook though? Facebook, you're
right,
Judy. Facebook is very much about connecting with people, and it's also a place where you can bring, like, for someone who's writing. Or, you know, like the World of Meat Network, which all three of us, you know, do here, brand awareness. But other than that, I don't look at it as – you can use it as a marketing tool for that, to bring the awareness. But to use it as a driving tool, no. To for sales, not at all.
Because nobody, you know, and you're right, people are, you know, right, they don't have time to go through, like, hundreds of emails. And the fact is that most of this, like what Virginia's saying, like if you're doing a book tour with, like, Virginia, you know, and she'll talk to you and you understand what you need to do, and some people need a little more pushing, or they go like, oh, I don't want to do this, which was me, because I said, Virginia, I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. But I did it, and she got me through it because I really didn't want to write as my – I have a romance series by Madison Montgomery. That's me. And I said, I just can't write this series, you know, and questions as me, because it isn't about me. And she says, you're right. And she said, do it as Madison. And then it worked out. But had I have not had that, I'd be so frustrated because I'd be writing stuff I don't even want to. And most people know that what I say, I just say that this, I'm the same way 24 hours a day. If someone asks me a question, I'm going to tell them the truth. So if I'm writing it, I just felt like it wasn't Madison Montgomery was writing for Virginia Templeton, not me. And so we worked it out. But if Virginia didn't talk to me and she just sends me questions and says, just do it, and that doesn't work for people. Because just
so
do what? A lot of people don't even know what to do.
So you're saying the face-to-face contact is so much more valuable, which is true.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I do have people that I work with that it becomes strictly email type conversations, and I offer to them, at the, you know, when they first contact me about doing a tour, you know, or during the tour, and even toward the end of the tour, you know, I'll mention multiple times, is there a day and time I can give you a call? And I said, oh, no, I'm fine.
That's
their choice. Yeah. But you know, I do try. I try and instigate it, and that's what I think is important for anybody who's on our end, like on you know, like Marcia, JD, and myself.
Right.
That, you know, not just being on the side of looking for people to help us, or, you know, doing the blogging or this or that, but when we're on the other side where we're out trying to help other people, I think those guys, I mean, I can't tell you how much it drives me crazy when I need to contact somebody and it's just instant chat, or it's only through their email contact form, and you can't even find a dang phone number.
Yep.
I just beat my head against the wall because I get more frustrated and burnt out and don't even want to deal with it, which is exactly what they're hoping for, than, you know, accomplishing what I need to accomplish.
Right. Because it does take more time. I mean, it really does. I mean, a lot of times, you know, authors don't, you know, I like to talk to people a lot of times before they come on my show because I want to make them feel comfortable and I want to be able to talk to them and know what they're like, because just because somebody writes something doesn't mean that they feel the same way when they're on a show. And so I don't want them to be uncomfortable, and I also want to see if it's going to be material that people will really, you know, it will help them. And that's why, Linda, that's one of the reasons, I mean, spiritually and physically and any way you look at it, all of this stress is not good for anybody, and it isn't good for writing. You can't. It's not good for writing, because whatever you write when you're that stressed out, you'll have to rewrite because it's coming from a different place.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I was wondering, do you have set hours that you set up for yourself, since you're, you know, do you find set hours that work best for you, and then you can forget about it for the rest of the day or whatever, that you do the social media?
I'm lucky in that I'm an early riser. I get up at very, very early in the morning, and I normally don't have to start my work day. I'm an interior designer for a company in Columbus. I don't have to start my work day until 10 o'clock in the morning. So I have those early morning hours. That's when my brain is most productive. So that's normally when I will spend my time either going on social media or writing something. And then I can come home and maybe check in my email for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's it. And I don't even do that every day. I have begun to just have whole days when I am not on the computer at all. I have to do it. To save my sanity, I have to do it that way.
It doesn't help. It doesn't help being on all the time. And especially when you're writing something, if you're writing a story, it really doesn't help. Because it does distract you from what you're doing.
Yeah.
And when I know I'm writing.
I'm sorry, Marcia. I was just going to say, I do set up certain times a day where I only do my artwork or only do my writing. I find that structure is something I need for my soul, and so that's what I do. You know, I usually relegate, you know, like early afternoon for writing or painting, and then, you know, and then networking in between a little bit, and then in the evening. And then, like I said, I get off at a certain time, and that's family time, you know. So that works for me.
Because sometimes I think we all feel like we're working 24 hours a day, because if we stay up late, if you get up at 7 and then you're working till 2 or 3 in the morning, you are almost up the whole day.
Sure.
And but I do notice one thing, though. I do notice now, much more than even last year, that late at night there are less people that I know up. Or not on there. I see that. I can see that changing, where they're not there. You know, because
sure,
I think that's what's happening. It's everybody, this is the time, like, it's about 3 years. I think I've been doing shows for a little over 3 years. When I did it with Red River, I think it was like 3 years in December, so it's like 3.5 years or whatever. And when you do, you know, and that is when there was a ton of people on and everybody was, you know, Facebooking each other. But I think that has... I knew this would happen eventually, and I think it is starting to happen because a lot of those people are gone now, and fortunately, some of them probably good writers that just gave up because they couldn't take anymore.
Yeah, that might have happened, unfortunately, as you said. That's an unfortunate effect.
But you feel better now, and, you know, so you're like Virginia and I, we have talked about one thing. Every time Virginia and I say we're going to do less, we end up doing more. We had another show, we do something else. But like you're starting to do another blog with three other people, right?
I am.
The history. You want to just talk a little bit about that? Because that's something that a lot of people like history. I mean, they really do. So you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, I've become friends with some authors online who, like me, love to read about history and write about it. And I got this idea of starting a blog, but I didn't want to do it by myself because that's just adding too much burden to my, you know, to my already busy schedule. So I invited 3 or 4 other people to join me. So we are all going to be co-administrators of this blog called The River Time on Blogspot. And as I said, we're getting it up now. We're working on it now. And I think they're going to end up being 4 or 5 of us, and each one of us will have a week assigned to us. We'll open up the week with our own personal blog post, and then during the week we will host guests, 1 or 2 guests during the week. So hopefully we'll have 3 posts per week coming out of our blog, more than that as time goes by, if it works out that way. And then, you know, the first week will belong to administrator number 1, second week administrator number 2, and on down the line, and then the rotation begins again. And it's going to be all about history. Anything that anybody wants to write about, something engaging in history. I don't care if you want to write about hair gel, the history of hair gel. If you can write an engaging article, an essay, a composition about that, then great, we'll go for it. And it also gives you an opportunity.
I think people are wanting to do this now, you know, since Lincoln was such a big success, you know, at the box office for movies. I think people are starting to actually care about some of the history and some of the things that happened in the past. And Virginia, what we were talking before, before the show started, Simon might be interested in something like that. Do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's so interested.
I'd love
it.
I'd love it if you'd put him in touch with me because I'm looking for...
I will try, because I do know that he loves history, you know, and there are people that love history, you know, and that's, you know, it's... So that's maybe something that's going to take your mind into another direction where you will be doing something you really want to do rather than just answering people's questions that you don't need to answer.
Sure. And it's an opportunity for these people to talk a little bit about their books. But, you know, they can do that. They put links to their own books and things like that on their blog posts. So, you know, it's another mechanism.
But I think, you know, I think that this is probably a time that everybody, it's a good thing to do to just take a breath back and kind of say what really happened here and try to get, I actually am trying to get all, you know, my books in a certain organized, because I have children's books, I have, you know, romance, and I have screenplays, and, you know, and it's tough to market because there's so many different things, but I always keep saying I'm going to straighten it out, but every time I do something, there's something else that comes up. So, you know, I think that's, you know, Virginia and I go through this all the time. We're talking about all the things that we actually do, and then 2 minutes later, then there's something else, and I'm emailing her, hey, what about this? And she goes, hey, what about that? Right? I mean, it's like, it is what we're doing. You know, how about this? What do you think?
I just did that earlier this morning.
like I said in my thing, that little thing that I read earlier, it just keeps mounting up higher, more and more and more.
And I think that, right, and, you know, certainly, I mean, Virginia has three children, and, you know, there's less time than us with children that are grown already, you know, and so that's why, you know, none of us want to burn out. So that's why we have to kind of step back and say, like, oh, no, I really don't want this to happen.
Well,
because it can happen to anybody.
You have to go deep inside of yourself and do a very strong self-analysis and be truthful with yourself about what you can do and what you cannot do. And I just firmly believe that if you draw on your strengths, it's going to work out for you somehow. I just really, truly believe that. If you draw on your strengths, if you use the things that are strongest in you, that it's going to work out for you somehow. I just believe that.
Yeah. But Virginia, didn't Jack talk about that, about what, in writing, use your strengths?
Yeah, he did. And I know I have, since 2013 started, because I was finding I was going on 7 days a week. I mean, even though I wasn't working 8 hours every day, I was doing at least one thing with writing or marketing every day. And I finally, which Marcia, and anybody who emails me knows that now when you email me, a little thing comes up that says Monday through Thursday. Yeah. I'm in my office, but I'm not in my office Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because I've made a commitment that Friday is my, it's a short day for two of my kids anyways in school, but... you know, I'm going to take 3 days, you know, 3 days out of the week to where it's just totally dedicated to my family and home. I mean, obviously, if something important comes up, you know, I'll take care of it. But other than that, you know, I don't take on new assignments those days. I don't respond to emails unless it's in a, like, super important email kind of thing, because I know I need those days to regenerate for the next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm working toward that. I haven't gotten there quite, but I'm working toward being able to be that disciplined as well.
Well, it sounds like you've got it pretty much under control, though, Linda.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
You know, it sounds like you've addressed the problem, and you've come up with some solutions that will do the job for you. You know, and
When you're doing your artwork, you feel relaxed when you're doing that?
Who, me? Are you asking Judy? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm not even here. I'm inside my painting. I can lose track of time. My writing as well. I just forget what time it is. And, you know, if something, a noise or something will wake, you know, will bring me back. But I'm not here. I'm
like,
sure all you feel that way, you know, when you're writing.
Linda's an artist. So
yes,
you feel that way too when you're doing your artwork?
Mm-hmm. Same way, same thing. You know, when I write and when I'm painting or whatever, it takes me out of myself too. It's called altered state of consciousness, JD. I think that's what
right.
I call it.
I think that's right. You're right on that. Yeah.
It's refreshing.
It's very, it's, I don't even know what the word is. You are attached to your soul only,
yeah.
I think, when you're creating.
Dr. Deepak, what's his name? Deepak Chopra calls being in the now. That's what he calls it. The state of being in the now, which is what all it really is anyway. But yeah, I go to that place too when I'm doing these things.
And afterwards you say, why do I do anything else? You might not really say that,
Why do I do anything else?
What do those things matter? And really, I mean, you know, like my main goal is to sell books. Well, you know, it isn't working. I'll just have to keep plugging along and, you know, with that. But, you know, it doesn't matter at the moment. It doesn't matter right now. And it really, you know, I'm not going to die if my books don't become bestsellers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it does. It makes you, ground you, I guess, ground you.
Yeah, you do have to have that perspective. You do have to say, you know, I may not ever be a Stephen King, and it has to be okay with you. If it isn't okay with you, it's going to interfere with your creative process. You're not going to be able to continue to write and get it out there, and get it out there into the universe so that maybe somebody will pick it up and turn you into a Stephen King.
Don't you think women go through this more? Don't you think women, I actually think women find themselves doing 100 things at one time.
Well, we've always carried most of the workload anyway. I don't want to alienate any of my male friends out there, but we are busy, busy people, and I don't think we know how to say no as well as the other gender, which is our problem. I agree with you. We tend to take on more, you know, I think a guy really knows when it's time to put his feet up and relax and, you know, swig a beer and watch turn on the football game. I really do think that a lot of guys have a good handle on that.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm over here going, I disagree.
I actually disagree with that. But I think it's half dozen of one, half dozen of the other, I think, because I think sometimes as women, you know, because we're used to juggling so many things, we realize, you know, we have to take, you know, time out for ourselves. I think there's women who get that. And then I think there's men who are just so determined to prove themselves that they run themselves into the ground. So,
you're right. There are those people.
But they might be more centered on one thing, but we tend to do more because it's just how women do things, you know.
I think men stress out easier because you're right. I don't think most men can handle my husband be sitting here yelling at me right now. can handle multiple things. Well, no, I'm only saying that because he works in a 911 center and, you know, they handle multiple stressful situations at one time or another. But and he's good with that. But when it's at home and it's the kids, his stress level, I think, goes to the roof. He's way calmer dealing with fires and car accidents than he is when the kids are completely going ballistic and the phone's ringing and dinner's burning and
my husband's very calm in a crisis outside the home, but you're right there. When he's home and there's a crisis, he wants to go back to work.
I think
I should go to work right now.
I think it just depends on, you know, what people's triggers are too. And what they deal with stress. Because I know with me, with writing deadlines and stuff, I'm more productive and I'm better than when I have, you know, like when I'm down to like the deadline, than when I have like weeks or months ahead of me to get it done. I'm more out to relax and take my time.
Yeah, me too. I putting me on a deadline is a good thing to do. Putting me on the clock is a good thing for me to do, yeah.
I have a deadline, I like to get it done way ahead of the deadline. You know, like you said, it's just easier. It's just easier to live with myself. You know, I'm not frantic.
Well, and that's why I think burnout happens. I think people need to understand what their personalities are, and when they're better under pressure and not, and then, you know, adjust accordingly. You know,
that's a whole other discussion because find out what makes them tick? How do people find that out? And I think it's only living that does that. And so,
it's a good hard look in the mirror.
Pardon? Say that?
I call it the good hard look in the mirror. I actually teach that in my basic writing class.
Yeah.
I tell them, I said, if you want to have good characters and you want to understand who you are as a writer, you need to sit in the mirror and first see the person you don't like reflected back at you. And they just stare at me like I'm completely psychotic.
No, because you know what? It's like in every movie, like when we're at a movie, I go to a lot of movies, naturally, because I screenwrite, but it's like we go to movies, I'll nudge my husband because there's always that scene that goes, they look in the mirror, and he goes, he's looking at me. I go, damn.
That's what it is. It's the aha moment.
Yes.
Did we lose everybody? Oh, my get quiet.
Yeah. My phone is coming in, going in and out. I hope I'm not losing.
Oh, I just got up on our, I think we'd lost Marcia. It says, there is
okay.
a problem. You are not connected. Please call in. So we were dropped.
Okay. So it's
dropping people.
Is the show still running?
The show is still running.
Okay, good.
I'm hitting continue. We lost Marcia. So I am going to call back in through the host switchboard since I called in as a regular caller and see if I can figure out what's happening.
Okay, meantime, me and Linda will continue on. Linda, you there?
I'm here. Who are you? Are you Virginia or
I'm JD.
Hi, JD.
Hi. Go ahead. Please.
I have learned to distinguish your voices yet, so I wasn't quite sure.
By the time the show's over, which is only a couple minutes, you'll have it all down pat.
Yeah, we sure will.
I don't forget, I do shows, and I still have to say now, is that Marcia or is that Virginia? You know what I mean? I still have that, so that's something you'd have to do a lot of shows with us to distinguish. But I really, really enjoyed your theory, and I think it's true, you know, your theory about burnout and
All right, we're reconnected.
Okay, you're okay. Well, we were
I'm in as host. So Marcia just needs to
call in
as a regular caller.
Yeah. Well, we were just I was just saying to Linda that, you know, her theory is really good. I mean, it's not more than a theory, it's true. And you know, is there any other things you'd like to add to your advice, you know, that you, who do we lose now? Linda?
Oh, no, what? My phone, my cordless was going to die. I had to flip it to the landline,
okay,
to the plugged-in phone. You know, I think we've covered a lot. Is there anything additional you want to share with us? I mean, you know, about how not to... You know, some basic I mean, what you read was phenomenal, but I mean, some basic tips at least that you've tried that have worked for you, haven't worked for you, that maybe might work for others. I don't know.
I put myself back in. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Hey, Marcia.
Well,
I don't know what happened either.
Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, I called in as host, but you came in as host? Right. Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I asked Linda to share with us tips that have worked for her, haven't worked for her, that, you know, our listeners can see if they'll work or not, you know, work for them or not work for them,
right.
just
right.
to help
right.
with stress and burnout.
Right.
Well, I can only talk from what I understand. And I am an artist and an interior designer and a writer. And one of the, you know, golden rule, JD, you are an artist, so you understand this, that one of the golden rules of creating a great painting is to leave lots of white spaces on the canvas for the onlooker's eye to rest. It's the same thing when I'm designing a room for a client. The best rooms have a few very nice pieces judiciously placed and get rid of clutter and things put together too closely to give your spirit a place to rest. And so that's one of my philosophies, you know, less is more. That I just keep going back to that, the golden rule, less is more.
Yeah.
So trying to find how to do more in less time is what I think we need to do in social networking. We need to find ways of getting the biggest bang from our buck, from our dollar, that for every minute that we spend online. And that's what I'm researching right now. You know, I shared my three little gimmicks that I'm using right now. Gimmicks is not a good word. My three activities that I'm doing right now, they're working for me now, but they might not work for me a month from now. So, it's a constant search, and it's a constant weeding out. You know, something can work for you for a couple of months, and then it, you know, then it goes stale. So you have to find something else. So I think that's kind of sums it up for me. I'm trying to figure out how to do the most in the least amount of time that then that is the most effective for me.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it makes
and
a lot of sense.
I think that's where people are now. I think people are at the point where they realize that the marketing that they're doing might not, like JD said before, like not working. You know, it's not working for them, all this marketing, so you have to find the sites that you need to go on that will maybe, because it's true, you can't be on every site. There's so much, and there's so much new and different, but you have to pick the ones you like and just stick with it and just promote that way rather than going and just every day looking for new things.
Yes.
Yes, and be all right with not succeeding at the main goal if the main goal is, like, selling a million books, you know, or whatever, that's a little high to aim for.
Oh,
but
yeah, because you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
You're setting yourself up
right.
for failure.
Right.
You're setting yourself,
right.
Your expectation
yeah.
is way out of line.
Right. Yeah.
And and I've seen this happen with people, you know, and how do you say it? You can't say it to them. You hardly know them really online. And it really is a matter of getting inside yourself, you know, and deciding
yeah.
what works for you and what doesn't make you feel well.
And I like, you know, I like that you brought the goals, JD, because the one thing I tell people, and I do this myself, is, you know, I write out what my goals are, but then I look how I can break them into smaller steps to achieve those goals. And I think that's another
yeah.
thing
right.
that overwhelms people and why they get stressed. They focus on
yeah.
the big goal, and they don't look at the smaller steps to get there. And yes,
yeah.
there is a such, and here's the marketer saying this, but yes, there is such a thing as over-marketing. So
yeah.
Deal
yeah.
It.
No, there is because it right. Right. Yeah, there is.
Yeah. People get tired of seeing you.
Mm.
One of my favorite little anecdotes that I like that I tell people is relates to Meryl Streep, one of my favorite actresses. And you know, she's won I don't know how many Academy Awards, it's, you know, countless.
Yeah.
And the last time she won, she came up on stage and she said, "Oh my God, I can just hear America saying right now, 'Oh no, not her
right.
again.'"
Right.
Oh,
yeah, that was
no,
good. I know. I remember
again.
What she said.
So, you know, that relates right back to what you're saying about over-marketing. You really
yeah.
do have to be judicious in what you do out there because people will get sick of you.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's why, you know, that's why we talk about, and I'm putting a call out, we always do, I try, if there are readers out there that want to come on a show, because I would really like, especially the romance readers, I would love to have them on. I would like to know, and a lot of the authors that are on the shows would like to know what they're thinking, because they're the ones that are reading the books, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or children's books, or any of the books, or murder mysteries, what the readers think, because that's important to writers to know how readers feel about, you know, what they're looking for in a book. And we've not been successful with that. We get writers and other things, but I think readers are afraid to come on. But I would love to have as many as want to come on to talk about what they like to read.
That's a great idea, Marcia. And also another thing would be to have readers come on and tell us how we can actually find you. You know, how, what,
yes.
what's, how can we actually find you? How can we
right.
get you to see our book
right.
and tell you
right.
about our book? That would be great. Wonderful.
Well, one of the things that we're doing, one of the things that, you know, for the romance writers, Bethany Cross, who does shows with me, romance shows and other shows, we have, like, authorstalkromance.blogspot.com, and what we do is we're taking a lot of romance writers and we're taking their bios and some of the pictures, and I actually did a video the other day on it just to keep them out there and put them in a different place where, because Virginia and I talk all the time that we get in with JD's show, and we're getting a lot of PR, and so we can help them that way, you know, because
mm-hmm.
once it goes out with us, then they're getting out. So it's a little niche there where rather than you go on the internet and you look at Amazon and there's like millions of writers. But this way we're trying to focus and help some of the people that have been on the shows or people we know because that gets their books out. Because you're right, how do they find people? That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a great thing to do.
And the blog, you know, I think the blog tours, I think, you know, Virginia's, you are getting a lot of different kinds of writers now, which is
yeah,
a good thing.
Yeah, we get a lot of different, well, and it's important making sure, which is what we do with our tours, is making sure we're putting books on blogs that will, one, reach the readership or has the potential
yeah.
of reaching a readership they didn't think, you know, about for their book, you know, so,
yeah.
and we don't do too many, but we'll do a couple like that. yeah. like Jack Remick's book. I mean, we put him on a couple of YA blogs, which he was kind of shocked about, but
yeah.
his story does have a coming-of-age theme to it, and he never thought
yeah.
about it until the tour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think right. that's important, is thinking outside of the normal, you know, rhetoric that you get, you know, placed into as well, you know, trying to think outside the box
right.
is important.
Yeah. yeah. And, you know, and with JD's show, with, you know, the story time, that has taken really a great turn for the best, because it really is. It's there's so many, it's only 50, it's 15 or 20 minutes, and then the kids are liking it, because it's just, it's not us talking, it's just stories being read. So I
JD,
think that,
I have
you know,
I have a book for young readers coming out here pretty soon, so keep me in mind.
Okay, well, we can talk offline. We'll talk offline.
Yeah.
I'll email you. I'll you know what? I'll poke you on Facebook.
yeah. Because, you know, I mean, that's the thing. And I do think that, you know, a lot of the things that we are trying to do, like Virginia and I are trying to help people with getting them affordable prices, because we see that that also, with trying to market, becomes expensive, and that makes people even more stressed, because they can't afford some of the things that they see, and then they really don't know what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they
you know,
have the mindset they're supposed to be paying these high prices, too. You know,
they are paying them, and they're not getting anything from it, and then they're upset, and that's when they stop, and they have a whole big book, you know, their book comes out 6 months, they're, you know, paying someone to do it, then after that, they're done doing PR, and then this is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Because then they have more they need to do, because you can't stop, the trouble is, you can't stop marketing, but you can cut down.
You can cut down and be smart, you know, work smarter. And that's what I'm trying to
right.
do. I'm trying to figure out how to work smarter.
Right. I think that's a really good thing. So do you want to, you know, say,
your
know, do you want to probably say your website and where they can find you and your books and the new blog, how they'll find you?
My current book, Guardians and Other Angels, is available in ebook and print formats on Amazon, and it's also available in print format in Barnes & Noble and other online booksellers. My new book, my book for young readers, will be out in a few weeks. It's actually, I took an excerpt from Guardians and Other Angels and adapted it to a children's story, which is a good tie-in for the
that's
two
That's a good,
books.
Yes, that's a, very, that's a
nice,
good thing. Yeah.
Nice thing to do. And my first book that I published, it's a murder mystery called Jesus, Gandhi, Alma Mae Adams, and it was a co-authorship with my maternal first cousin, Deborah Shively Welch. So those are the three books. I have two blogs. My blog that I started last year is called In Good Company. The address is http://ingoodcompanyohio.blogspot.com.
I posted it on the blog, on the chat rooms, too. So.
Yeah, and as is inferred by the title, I talk a lot about really good people that I've met, great events to be aware of. I tell little anecdotes about myself, but they usually the things about my own life have a moral to them. I like to write I like to do message writing, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good.
And I already gave you the one for the River Time, which is in the throes of being put together. And my art gallery, my online art gallery, is www.gallery-llgreen.com.
Okay, and that's, you know, and I did mention to you that, you know, when you get your group together, I'd love to have a show with all of you on, you know, to talk about the River Time. So, you know, that would be fun.
Well, yeah, I think that would be great. I told them about it, and they're excited. So.
That's good. That's good.
We'll let you know.
That's very interesting. So thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And, then we'll keep in touch, and I'm going to be watching.
Linda, I'll contact you on Facebook for real.
Oh, I'd love it. I look forward to it.
Okay, J.D., you want to say a little bit about you? You're on the show. So.
Okay, I'm J.D. Holliday, and I have three children's books out, the The Great Snowball Escapade, Janus the Goose, and The Spy Game. And I'm the host of It's Storytime right here on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio. And my site is thebookgarden.net. Okay?
That's you know,
sweet.
Judy, you're hard to kind of follow up. Your voice is so, like,
oh,
professional and just
yeah,
perfect
know,
for, like, that whole,
go.
I mean,
it's
like a perfect
Virginia
announcement.
Here we go. Which one of us will be doing this?
Thank you.
I was just thinking that. She sounds like a radio announcer, doesn't she?
That's what we usually have.
We want that. We want her to do this.
Yeah, we're going to actually do recording and have Judy do all the announcing
okay,
for that reason.
All right, then we probably should say what we do also. Okay, Virginia.
Well, I kind of like you and I are kind of like, you know, a tag team kind of scenario for the fact that, you know, we're partners here at the World of Ink Network. No matter how many times we say this, and it goes over a lot of people's heads. And you know, managing and overseeing the Blog Talk Radio shows. And then I handle basically the marketing aspect over at World of Ink. So I handle the tours, and then I'm going to be overseeing any of the social media marketing that we'll be doing and offering and services.
Yes.
And I'm also a published children's author with an award-winning picture book and Silver Mom Choice honoree for Babysitting Sugar Paw. And I used to be the owner and founder. Well, I guess I'm still the owner and founder of Stories for Children Publishing.
No,
all
took it
subdivisions.
Over, nobody took it over.
Well, it's not open anymore, but it's,
yeah,
it's still
but you never
on
know.
The book.
Nothing is ever forever. You know,
and you sound like you're dragging through it.
What was that, Judy?
I said,
but all,
you know,
all of the things
we had a conversation. Let me just say to Virginia, we had a conversation where I said to her, oh, do I have to talk about myself? And that's exactly how you sound, Virginia. Like, you don't want to talk about it.
I don't.
Well, I said to someone, I'm going to have to go on another radio show so I could talk about myself. But, you know, but Virginia and I, all our shows are always on World of Ink Network. .com and Michigan Avenue Media. My company is there, and Marcia Casper Cook. I mean, we are very available, so if you need any help, just call us, and we can probably get you because we have Marnie that is wonderful helping people out there with the Twitter and Facebook. And
mm-hmm.
I should say one thing. Yesterday, Fran Lewis had a great show. Sandra Brown was on, and she's got 36 best-selling now. She was really good, and she gave advice of, you know, she didn't want to talk too much about the characters because she didn't want people, you know too much about them. And she gave a lot of writing advice and how she writes. And so that was good because it was, you know, you could. She's been successful for all these years.
Yeah.
You know, and she was talking about how she feels about reviews, and, you know, she understands if someone gives her a bad review, you know, that's okay, you know, and she's good about it. And she said one thing, if they give her a bad review and they're telling her they read all her books, she asked them, she was like, why are you reading my books if you're giving me bad reviews? You know, but she was very interesting, you know, so it was kind of fun yesterday. And, you know, I mean, those are the things that we all, a lot of the things that we have together, we all have our problems with writing and whatever, but most of the time we all understand that we've all met each other from Facebook, so that's the good thing.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, because that's what, how we meet everybody.
It's a good tool, it really is. It's a wonderful tool. We're just figuring out how to use it right.
Right, I agree.
Exactly. I'm gonna go on Master Coda, though. We'll go on today.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you
know.
Yeah, I always take notes. I take notes of every show. I really do.
And I think
people. Yeah.
It isn't the only one, but it's a really a wonderful site. It really is.
Yeah, I think it sounds interesting. And I think that, you know, I agree with you, and we're all going to try this. You know, I don't know that I can stick to it because I have bad habits where I just keep looking for other things. You know, but I'm trying to break and not go. Yeah, I don't want to. I have not burned out yet, and I don't want to. So, but I do feel that there are days when everybody feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there are.
Excuse me. Yes.
I think I'm breaking up, ladies.
Okay.
Well, I don't
right.
know if
thank
it's me or not because of the wind.
Thank you
well,
so much.
Well, great having
Linda.
You on, Linda.
Thank
okay,
you,
thank
Linda.
You so much, Linda. All right.
Great
talk.
See you again.
I
take
think
care.
We're pretty
bye-bye.
Much done, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay. Any shows you want to talk about?
Okay. Monday, which I have to get in the system, and I'll probably get that done. Well, I have to get done tonight. I have Amber Leah Easton, who will be on the Writing Mama show Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be talking about her book, Riptide. her other novel, Kiss Me Slowly, her Riptide World of Ink tour, writing romance. So it'll be a fun.
She was on in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we had her in the summer, but she's back.
Yeah. That's good. You know, and my show is Tuesday. I have, you know, I'm not exactly sure. Elizabeth Black will be on the show, and I have the Gossip Guys. They're going to come on, I think, but I have to see what time, because I have two shows planned, but I think we're going to put them all together and have a good show. But I have the time is up for the night, but we may do the afternoon. I'm not sure yet, so I'll fix that.
And can I just add that my show is we have no show this week for listeners, but on the 23rd of February, we have Alan Stoltz's story, The Pea in the Peanut Butter, and Michelle Nelson's Curly Top, and we'll have a visit from Emelina as well with a book review.
Well, that will be
very exciting.
There we go. We have all right, everybody have a great weekend.
Okay.
Virginia, you'll go off because I'm not on.
Yeah, I got it.
I
took over the switchboard from our technical
difficulties. Yeah, I don't even know what
difficulties.
Happened. No clue. You know, but that's,
Think it's the weather, because that's why you hear the static every so often, because we have high
winds. Yeah, I hear that, too.
Yeah.
You have bad weather? Do you have bad weather?
We have winds. We've been having 25 to about 40 mile an hour winds throughout different areas of
Southern
Utah.
Yeah, we had it the other day, And really was bad. But we're Chicago, you know. So, all right, so everybody have a great weekend. And she was very interesting because this is really what's happening to people. So I hope it helps.
Yes. And I hope people look into, you know, even if it's not us, but, you know, there are, you know, other places besides the World of Ink that offer, you know, services that take stress off. I tell writers all the time, you know, have Marnie, you know, during that month where you're in that crunch time trying to get your manuscript finalized, take over your social media. Then you don't have to worry about that for that month, and you can just focus on writing.
Yeah.
You know, it's that
simple. We're going to have Marnie on soon, so that will be good to talk about that. Because I do think, you know, I think that people are ready for this now because, you know, I think that they've done it too much, and they're not getting, like JD said, it's not working, so we have to come up with new ideas and to help people, and reasonably.
Yeah.
And
Marnie,
you know, we will talk to people. Yeah, that's the thing. I've made a decision. If anybody that won't talk to me for a few minutes, that's it. That's going to work. Not going to work.
They're hard asses.
Yep, that's my stress.
All right.
They either
we wish all our listeners a great weekend and a stress-free weekend. Hopefully they'll reevaluate over the weekend.
All right, thanks.
Bye, everyone.
It was fun. All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.